الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, approximately 2 months ago, when I spoke in this musalla, in this jamaat khana, on the occasion of Jumu'ah, I discussed the surah. A certain portion was covered, and I've decided in this Jumu'ah, inshaAllah, to try my best to complete the surah, the message and the explanation of the surah of the Quran Sharif. As I've mentioned before, that tafsir of the Quran Sharif, commentary of the Quran Sharif, is something that needs very in-depth knowledge. You need to know many different parts of different aspects, different parts, different understandings of the Arabic language in order to really understand what is really being meant in the explanation of certain verses, especially of the Quran Sharif. Entire Quran Sharif, but especially certain verses. It's not the forte. It is not the job, or it is not something that behoves any person and every person just to take the Quran Sharif, give his own view, and make tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, famous hadith, man qala fil Quran bi ra'yihi fa asaba faqad akhta. That if a person gives his own opinion, a person gives his own opinion in terms of the Quran Sharif, even if he has to give the correct explanation and opinion, then to his hurt, then to he's made a mistake, he's done the incorrect thing because of many reasons behind it. That is a subject on his own. Let's go to the surah of the Quran Sharif, which, as I said, I have discussed a portion of it approximately 2 months ago in this musalla. Allah Ta'ala gives us a very important message and reminder to all regarding the importance of valuing our time and life in this world. Allah Ta'ala uses the verse, wal asr, takes an oath by time, innal insana lafi khusr. Most certainly man is at loss in terms of appreciating his time and life in this world. I discussed many points at that time. But then Allah Ta'ala says the second part, which I did not discuss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the prescription. Allah Ta'ala explains us, expounds to us, that if you want to be amongst those people that are not losers, then these are the four things should be in your life. Be amongst those people that practice upon these four things. By doing so, you will save yourself from being in loss. Today, which person will run a business knowing he's going to be at loss, but still consider himself to be prosperous, successful and want to persevere and continue in that way. Only a person who doesn't have sound intellect, proper understanding, only a person of that kind who's a fool, he will continue. You'll say, I'm at loss. How should I continue? Let me get advice. Let me study. Let me persevere in those avenues, those ways, those advices to rectify my situation. In a much greater joker, Allah Ta'ala is advising us that mankind at large, in general terms, is at loss with regards to appreciating his life and time in this world. But if you have these four actions in your life, by doing so, you'll be saving yourself from being a loser. Today in a discussion, in a debate, in an argument, in some law case, who wants to be the loser? Many people, even if it be that a person knows he's going to lose the case and the argument or the discussion, he still persevere at times. Many people do so. Although it doesn't warrant them, it's incorrect for them. It's something against the thoughts and the measures of intelligence. But still, they'll persevere and they'll go that route. Just to show, to keep up their pride, or for other reasons. To say, I tried, I did what I had to do. There was once an elderly person, old, feeble, weak, could hardly even walk, could hardly even talk, could hardly even stand up. He once made a challenge that I want to wrestle, I want to fight that person who is deemed and termed to be the most strongest and powerful wrestler in the world. And I will win. He'll never be able to defeat me. People laughed at him. You can see your situation, you can't even talk, you can't even stand, you can't even walk, but you want to wrestle and you want to fight with that person who is the strongest. So he insisted. You get certain people that have that zid, that stubbornness in their ways. They are obstinate and stubborn. There's no cure for the people of that kind. People that are stubborn and obstinate, only Allah can give them hidayat. We have to still try. So, nevertheless, the people around him accepted and they got the most person of the time, the strongest person to wrestle with him. Everyone laughed at him, but when everything started, this strong person, wrestler, just gave him one, just tapped him. And this elderly person was out on the floor, totally defeated. But what he did, he raised one of his legs, whether right or left, he raised it, and he told everyone, I'm still not defeated. Whereas he couldn't even wake up. He couldn't retaliate. But he raised one of his legs to say, I'm not defeated. I'm not at loss. So even an old person, even a weak, feeble old person will even say, I don't want to be defeated and at loss. Respected brothers, what I'm trying to say, if we do not have these four actions in our life, what we are trying to say to ourselves and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are accepting to be losers. We are accepting ourselves to be at loss. Who wants to be in deficit today? Who wants to be at loss today? So Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Four things. Number one, those who have strong iman and faith in accordance to how we're supposed to have iman. Today we haven't even understood what this word iman means. We just merely know one or two translations of it. But what does it entail? What are the requisites of it? Let us learn and understand these things. Jummah talk is too short to even explain these things of this kind. There's so much to be spoken. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have true iman, true faith, how a mu'min, how a Muslim ought to have. With all his requisites, strong faith, strong iman. Second, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who do good deeds. Ibadat, worship of Allah, prayers, dua, dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tilawah, recitation of the Quran Sharif, and whatever else goes with it. Many people today on this point focus a lot, greatly, on the committing of good deeds. Many people, mashallah, in terms of their dressing, very good. In terms of their practices of salah, namaz, prayers, Quran Sharif, recitation, charities, umrah, hajj, helping the poor, doing many other good deeds. These are all amilus salihat, they do good deeds. You find many people, mashallah, are very much eager to do this, which is very great in this place. Tahajjud salah, tahajjud namaz, regular every day. When it comes to so many other things, they are in the forefront with the good deeds. But what has happened today that we've forgotten? Something very important. And that is, would those good deeds, which we're supposed to do, which we are doing, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to do more and accept it. But together with that, we were supposed to be focusing on the aspect also of abstinence from sins in our life. Aminu salihat, they do the good. It doesn't mean that on the other side, the scale is not balanced. Where the good is being done, tahajjud is being read, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is taking place in the person's life, charities are taking place, all the good is taking place. But on the other side, when it comes to committing of sins, the rights of Allah, the rights of people are being trampled, oppression, fraud upon fraud, deceit upon deceit, lies upon lies, breaking of promises upon promises, not payment of debts, depriving the orphans and widows in estates. Respected brothers, I take a qasam and wallah I say, we have our finger on the pulse in terms of these matters. How many cases today? Just this morning, we dealt with two cases. 20 years, 40 years, 47 years, 43 years. According to the different proofs we have, people are delaying the orphans from their shares in the estate. Widows, orphans, we speak about this often because it causes pain in the heart. It causes pain in the heart to see that people are crying, whereas the executors on the other side are enjoying themselves. The son got his shares, the five daughters are waiting, crying. Four executors of the estate, 18 properties involved, and so many other businesses attached. And we find those people are crying for their shares. Certain people are enjoying, certain people are crying. Aminu salihat, you're doing the good. You may be giving your charities. You may be an upright, pious person in your own self. But with whose wealth? Those same people who are supposed to be given their shares from the estate, you being the executor or you being some person influential, you enjoying, but those people are being deprived. Can you term yourself as a person who's doing good deeds, whereas at the expenses of oppressing and delaying the distribution of estates of so many other people? Ask ourselves. Each one of us introspect our lives and see them, which has become so common today. So the abstinence of sins, these things are not even termed as sins today. Where a person will say casually, one person in the estate that we are distributing, person says, I'm the accountant of the estate. For 20 years my own father's estate is not distributed. So don't rush, don't get excited. Relax, we will sort it out. Whereas already 5 to 6 years are gone, and there's no valid excuse for the delay in the distribution. Definitely there's a valid excuse, which is acceptable also. It is not acceptable. No reason for delay. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. You want to be the person who makes the most ibadat. You want to be the person who makes the most worship, prayer, ibadat, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the system of that? Ittaqil maharim. Abstain. Stay away from those actions that are prohibited. Sins in your life. Rights of people. Non-payment of debts. Not distributing what is supposed to be distributed in terms of the estate of, to the widows, to the orphans, to those who are being oppressed in the estate. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have the firm iman, true belief. Second, they do good deeds. And I'm highlighting the point in good deeds of abstinence from sins in our life. That is part of doing good deeds where you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you obey Him? By abstaining from disobedience. Which is much more important. Which is much more important than all those optional deeds that we are committing in our life. Tahajjud is something very meritorious. Very great. Great rewards. Recitation of Quran Sharif. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Very great. Dhikr of Allah. Like that, our optional charities of sadaqah, lillah, very important. Has its place in our life. We all should be involved in them. But on the other side, when it comes to our dealings with people, buying, selling, employer, employee, lessor, lessee, tenant, landlord, when it comes to our own wives, our own children, our spouses, our parents, we know what is the situation today. Outwardly, mashallah, the person is pious and good. But when it comes to his personal life, we know what the situation is. So, committing, one is iman, second, doing our good deeds. I highlighted the point of absence of sins. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Third, Allah Ta'ala says that they enjoin, they advise one another of doing the good. أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoin and they instruct and advise one another of doing the good. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. And the fourth, that they enjoin and they instruct and advise one another. Abstinence of sins. Amr bil ma'aruf and an-nahi anil munkar. When it comes to their own wives and spouses, when it comes to their own children, when it comes to their own families, when it comes to the ummah at large, this action is carried out to instruct and advise people to do good and instruct them and tell them to stay away from wrong. So these four actions, four deeds, if a person commits, he will be saving himself from being at loss. Having the true faith in iman, committing of good deeds, abstinence from sins, third, enjoining the good, and fourth, forbidding the wrong. Insha'Allah, by committing these four actions, as that person said, I'm not a loser, I'm not defeated, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be from those losers in the hereafter. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْ عَمَلُوا إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. Where you will not be a loser even when your eyes close. Advises us, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when a person passes away, all his good deeds cease and end, terminate, except three. Sadaqatun jariyah. Perpetual charities. A person invested in some masjid, some madrasa, some waqaf, some endowment, some dini institute, or some other similar type of institute that was valid according to Sharia, the proper Islamic ways. Whatever good deeds take place in that place after that will be to that person's account even though he's passed away. He will not be at loss. Second, ilmun yuntafa'u bih. Islamic education that people benefit from. In different forms. By printing, by teaching, by assisting in whichever form it be. By doing so, the person has left. He will not be at loss. He's left the world, gone in his grave. But he won't be at loss. Those rewards continue and perpetuate for that person. Third, waladun salihun yad'ula. Pious children that will pray, make dua to Allah, pray to Allah, intercede on behalf and remember their parents when their parents has passed away. That also will be a means of him not being a loser in hereafter. Speaking about the same surah, not to be at loss when we leave this world especially. You invest in these three ways. One is sadaqah jariyah. In any form, it be the correct avenues that will perpetuate and continue. Second, Islamic education that people benefit from even after we left in different forms. And pious children. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when a person enters Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person such high status in Jannah, in paradise. Person will ask Allah, "Oh Allah, I don't deserve this. I wasn't an upright, pious person. How was I given this? How did you give me this? How you made me deserving of this?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, "Bi istighfari waladika lak." Your child, your children used to ask Allah for forgiveness and make istighfar for you. They used to ask Allah for forgiveness on your behalf. So never forget those parents that did so much for us. What they've done, there's no price can be paid to that at all. And continue that istighfar and dua for those parents. By doing so, their status will be elevated. They will not be at loss. We will not be at loss. Rewards are to us and to them. But let us not be, I mentioned this hadith few times in this musalla, let us not be of those people who will be at loss by becoming paupers and bankrupt in hereafter. Famous hadith that I've mentioned here a few times, and you may have heard it other places also. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked his sahaba, "Atadruna manil muflis?" Lengthy hadith. "Do you know who is a bankrupt person?" Sahaba replied, "Man la dirham lahu wala mata'." A person got no money, no goods, items of the world, no assets to his name, he's a loser. Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that who is a true loser in terms of Allah in hereafter? And as I've mentioned earlier, I alluded to it and I even mentioned it clearly a few parts. When it comes to the rights of people, he does not fulfill it. He says, "Alladhi yati yawm al-qiyamah bi salatin kathira wa siyamin kathira." Day of Qiyamah, when he is resurrected and stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have plenty good deeds to his credit. Prayers, namaz, salah, charities, fasting, etc., etc. So many good deeds. List is long. He has many things to his deeds, to his credit. But when he came to the rights of people, قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا ضَرَبَ هَذَا أَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. Rights of people, حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ. Rights of people were not fulfilled. I mentioned about widows, the orphans. Before time is too late, let us rectify our lives. I was talking about time. The surah I spoke about was about time. Before the time expires. My time has expired now for the bayan. But before our time in this world, our visa of life expires, let us rectify our matters. How many of us, our worlds are even incorrect Islamic today? Un-Islamic. The worlds are incorrect. How to be distributed, what to do, how to do. Totally un-Islamic. How many people we come across this? When it comes to also after that, the distributions that take place, how many problems after that? Things are not clarified. What the person owns? Was it a partnership with his own son and children? The person was working, or the children, or the daughter, or other brothers, siblings. What was the distribution ratio? Were they partners? What was the situation? Things were on different names for different reasons, we all know why. But who owned it? Before it's too late, clarify it. Go to the ulama, go to the muftis, go to the organization. Time before it's too late. Today we have hopes of living the next 10 years, 50 years, 20 years. Within a few seconds and minutes we can be leaving this world. We don't know when. How many people have happened in front of us? Suddenly the person's visa of life expired is gone. And then the problem starts. The arguments, the fights, the quarrels, making the courts rich, those in the legal fraternity rich. Disputes upon disputes, clarity is not reached while the person is alive for various reasons, before time expires, before it's too late. Let us sort these matters out. Live like brothers, but deal like strangers. Live like brothers, but deal like strangers. Let us not be that muflis, that person who is bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. So many good deeds, so much of charity, so many other good deeds a person could have done in his life. Rights of people, he stole people's wealth, hasn't paid his debts, verbally abused people, physically abused people. What happens to that person? Nabi Muhammad, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi, greatest prophet of Allah. What does he say in the hadith? Our good deeds will be taken and given to those people who we did wrong to in this world. Once our good deeds finish and cease, it's over, no more good deeds. The sins of those people will be taken and placed on our account, resulting in that person being at loss. He thought he did so much of good in this world, but the sins of others are placed on his account, and he's zero, minus zero, and he's at loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me, give all of us the true guidance, hidayat, to wake up, open up our minds before our time expires in this world, rectify our dealings, rectify our wills, our matters. Do not prolong things. Do it the correct way. Get the right advice from the right people and rectify our lives.